Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This week, Marianna is going to tell us how we can all become human lie detectors.
That's true, Bob. Well, according to the expert, there are different things people do and say when they're not telling the truth, and it also affects how they act.
You're lying right now, aren't you?
No, this is 100% true. I look for these kinds of interesting stories, this kind of interesting story, because I think that everybody should know, like when somebody's lying to them.
This is definitely news you can use. All right, what are the experts saying?
Okay, there are going to be physical signs. According to the experts, to know if somebody's lying, you've got to have a baseline understanding of what's normal for them. So the more time you have spent with them, the better you're going to be able to recognize any change in their behavior. So once you know what their norm is, start paying attention. Somebody who's lying might be sweating, or their pulse will be visibly pounding on their neck, or you might notice that they're gulping or licking their lips or fidgeting or struggling to make eye contact. So these are things that are not normal in their behavior.
So this is about body language and also what you're hearing, right?
Yeah, be observant. That's what it is, I think. Okay, so here's another one. They will repeat the story over and over. People who are lying, unless they're doing a radio show where you have to repeat stories over and over again, they tread carefully when they talk about, for example, what they did last night. They might talk a lot, but they'll be telling you the same thing they told you because they're making sure they don't contradict themselves and give information that could lead to getting caught. So if you're hearing a whole lot of the same thing, ask specific questions, and it will likely soon become obvious that you've discovered a lie.
So they're like too careful.
Exactly, and repeating the same thing over and over again. Okay, the next thing is that they will be oddly chronological. So people who are lying tend to tell stories chronologically as opposed to people who are being truthful. So if you're telling a story, usually you just go from the most important parts to the least important parts because you don't have anything to hide. And the first thing you're going to remember is the most important piece of the event, and then the rest will, you know, come back. But if you know you're going to lie, you've practiced and you have a script. And scripts start at the beginning and they end at the end. They don't start in the middle.
I'm tearing up my script right now.
Okay, next one is they will speak more eloquently. So people often speak better when they're lying than they do when they're telling the truth because they're engaging in impression management. So that might mean using a more complex and sophisticated vocabulary than you would expect with words you didn't even realize they knew. So if you are, this is a good one. I have heard people do this so much. So if you're marveling at your friend's newfound language mastery, that's a clue that they're lying.
Marianne, how sophisticated and lovely your presence is this morning.
Yeah, those are not sophisticated words, are they? Okay, thank you. I know you're lying. Okay, so the next thing is that they'll drop or they will change pronouns. So if a woman asks her lying husband about his day, he might say, "I went to the park, ate lunch." Notice that he dropped the "I" in front of "ate lunch," say the experts, and that could be because he's covering up that he and another person, we, ate lunch. Or a suspect saying, "Left my house, it was on fire." The question would be, you left your house because you discovered it was on fire or because you lit it on fire?
So I guess if you want to lie, you have to be less careful about what you're saying.
Exactly. Just sound normal. All right. Their sentences are full of qualifiers. So some lies are indirect. People omit crucial facts or they pretend to forget. So they'll often answer questions with questions. So do you remember that famous scene on Seinfeld where Elaine's friend asks her if she's having an affair with George? And she responds, "Why would you think I'm having an affair with George?" Or, when asked if he killed his brother, a murderer might respond, "Why would I want to hurt Jack?" If you ask a yes or no question, pay close attention if you don't get a straight response.
Might slow down. I have to write all these things down.
Okay. I know. These are what I call your loopholes. Okay. So the next one is they sound different. So paying attention to non-linguistic verbal cues like the tone, the volume, the pace, the pitch can be also like pretty revealing. People who are telling the truth usually speak in a consistent way, according to the experts. But those who are lying, they often have a broken rate with variations in pitch and pace. And if they're stressed, their pitch might go up or their pitch might slow down because they're trying to think, or maybe they're talking really fast because they're nervous. And the last one I have here is their eyes might hold secrets. Now, be observant, Bob, okay? Because even though most people think that when somebody looks away from them, they're lying, the research shows pretty much the opposite. So people who lie often look at you straight in the eye because they want to know if you are buying what they're saying. Plus, liars don't smile with their eyes. So if somebody's telling the truth, you will see their crow's feet in their eyes as they relax into their smiles. So it's probably a safe bet to trust what they're saying.
We're going to post this at WGNRadio.com because a lot of husbands will be checking this out over the weekend. And let me add one that I know. If you ever hear somebody say before they say something, to be honest, that means they're lying.
I don't know. I don't know about that because that's a little habit that I got into for a while. And I don't lie. You know.
No, you don't. You don't.
No, I don't lie. And also, why husbands?
Because I think that women are more straightforward than men.
Okay.
Well, we're sneakier.
You're going to get in trouble over that one. So, no, well, I mean, this is for anybody, I guess. I mean, but I don't agree that just husbands. I mean, you know, there are a lot of women liars, too.
I'm looking at your body language now and trying to determine whether you're being truthful or not. What's on Savvy Planet this week?
Okay, this is the simplest thing in the world to make, and it's so healthy, you know, and I love having it as my first meal in the morning. It's avocado toast with a poached egg. It's so easy to make, but, you know, here are some instructions that I provide for you. And it doesn't require many ingredients. And, Bob, this is your personal reminder to have something healthy like that in the morning instead of the sugary yogurts and cereals you like to go for. Maybe next segment I'm going to tell you when food companies are lying to you what they're saying.
That yogurt I like, there's only 4 grams of sugar in there. That's all. That's not bad.
Don't start your day with sugar, okay? Start your day with protein.
You know what, Marianne? To be honest with you, I think you're right. For that recipe and a bunch of other delicious meals I've tasted myself, subscribe to SavvyPlanet.com. Savvy-planet.com. I'm afraid to speak, and I'm afraid to let you see me now this weekend.
Why? Are you just lying about everything? Be honest.
Too bad we have to take a break now, and I have to stop this conversation.